Dreamscape presents I Am Abraham by Jerome Cherin, narrated by Arthur Morey. Prologue. The Silver Sword of Appomattox. They could natter till their noses landed on the moon, and I still wouldn't sign any documents that morning. I wanted to hear what had happened to Lee's sword at Appomattox. There'd been wild rumors about the fate of that sword. One tell was that Grant had given it to a young captain on his staff who proceeded to gamble it away at a local bawdy house. I was mortally embarrassed, wondering if that young captain was Bob. So I was tickled to learn that Bob was on the premises, that he'd come to see his pa. I'd had rough patches with him, and our accommodations as father and son had been a series of truces and declarations of war. But I locked everyone out of my office, even my secretaries, to have breakfast with Bob. We had black tea and ate an apple with our knives, as I tried to imagine what a breakfast in the field would have been like. "Bobby, are you going to make your pa beg? What happened to Lee's sword after he surrendered it to Grant?" Bob rubbed his mustache a bit and said, "Poppycock, sheer poppycock," like the Harvard man he was. And while we had our little truce, he told me the real tell. Lee had shown up first in his finest grays with a dark red sack.